This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, as we kick off this week, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's a follow-through from last week's action. It's an interesting scenario because, first of all, the market rallied into this trade agreement last week with U.S. and China. In the interim, China bought a lot of grain from South America, so it seems like their needs are pretty well met for the near term. They did make an agreement to buy 12 million metric tons more grain this year and 25 a year for the next 3 years. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But a lot of people felt this was a buy the rumor, sell the fact situation, that because they bought, all their needs are met so far, and also because China's bean prices are under the U.S., they wouldn't be doing a lot of buying from us regardless of the deal. But the market likes the potential of them buying more down the road, following through today on the upside, particularly the bean market. Jan beans are now the front month. They made new highs over last week by about 20 cents. So still pretty cheap, just in the low 11s. But the market seems to think that this agreement has some teeth and it will stick.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
At the close, December corn up 2¾ at 434 and a quarter. November soybeans up 20 even at 1119 and three quarters. December soybean meal down 80 cents at 320.80. Soybean oil up $1.16 at 49.84. On the Merck, December live cattle up 252 at 232.20. November feeders up 370 at 342.57. December lean hogs down 67 cents at 80.60. Pork cutout went unchanged at 95 even. And November Class 3 milk down 31 cents at 17.08. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.